I'm Elise Forbes with BYU Idaho Radio. State Representative and Speaker of the House, Scott Bedke, joins me here by phone. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you here.
So this year's legislative session began on Monday the 10th with Governor Little's State of the State address. During that address, he proposed using the state's $1.6 billion surplus for various things to fund tax relief, education, public safety, and behavioral health were a few. What were your thoughts on the governor's proposals?
Well, I think that his proposals were pretty well received in the legislature. There's no disputing that Idaho is doing very, very well economically, and that has showed up in the form of a surplus. And so this gives us some opportunities to do some things, to invest some things, to fix some things that we have been putting off, and it's a rare opportunity. He outlined several of his ideas, but I think every one of them is centered around what you would do in your family budget. If you come into some money, you're going to pay off debt, and that's what he proposes. He wants to pay off every bond that he possibly can. He wants to fix all of the deferred maintenance on the buildings that we can. And all to the end of reducing the cost of government in the out years. And so I think that mentality is Idaho born, and it's very well received. We're going to take care of first things first. Tax cuts are always well received. We have that kind of money. Returning that to the taxpayers is always a good idea. It's interesting that this is the back-to-back. Last year's tax cut was the largest in state history, and now this year's tax cut looks like it will be larger than the year before. And by the way, we have already introduced that legislation in the House of Representatives to he's worked very carefully with our chairman and other legislators, and they have introduced that, and that should get going. Unlike many years where the tax cuts come at the end of the session, I believe this one will be across the governor's desk this month. And so, that's good. He also outlined talked about major investments in infrastructure, not just roads and bridges and buildings, but also in, let's call it soft infrastructure, making targeted investments back into the public school system. He will, one of those proposals is to bring the teachers up to parity with other state employees when it comes to state, state-sponsored health insurance. And I think that'll be very well received out in the school district statewide, particularly in the rural districts where sometimes they cannot compete for teachers because of the benefit packages that they can offer. So that was all rolled into his speech. Again, there was very little not to like in that speech. I mean, but of course, the process is now the governor's made his recommendations to the legislature and basically said, tag, you're it. And the legislature, of course, has politely thanked him for his recommendation, and now we'll go to work and draft everything into bill forms. We'll have hearings. We'll go through the process, and then hopefully, by the end of March, we'll have sent all of those policy things back to his desk for his signature. And of course, that's the legislative process—the give and take between the House and the Senate, and then the give and take between the legislature and the governor.
You mentioned tax cuts. Tell me a little bit more about this proposal that you expect to go through soon, and what kind of tax cuts are going to be made? There's been discussion around cutting property tax, grocery tax, income tax. What should we be looking forward to?
Well, the bill that was introduced dealt with income tax. Right now, the top rate is at the rate that nearly every Idahoan pays, frankly, is 6.5% of their taxable income, and this proposal would lower that to 6% even. And at the same time, there would be a rebate check given back to every Idahoan that files of approximately, it's $75 per person, or 12% of what they paid last year, whichever is larger. And so that's going to amount to about $350 million statewide. And so, there's discussions around property taxes. But the problem with property taxes is that the state doesn't collect them, and we don't set the budgets where those taxes are used. And so it's impossible for us to return property taxes because we never have it. Those are the cities and the counties and the other taxing districts. As far as grocery tax is concerned, Idahoans get their sales tax on food back, and to change it only benefits two demographics: the tourists that come to our state and the people that don't pay taxes anyway. And so those are ideas that always float around, but the bill that was introduced on Wednesday is the bill that I describe. It lowers the income tax rates from 6.5 to 6, and at the same time starts the process for a rebate back to every Idahoan that has had a tax bill. And so we want to get on that because the quicker we do it, the quicker you're going to get a check in the mail.
In your campaign for legislator and now your campaign for lieutenant governor, you've talked a bit about the Idaho way. What is, in your words, the Idaho way, and how does it influence the way that you do politics?
Well, the Idaho way is sometimes intangible, but I'll tell you what it means to me. It means that the legislature always lives within the taxpayers' means. We always balance our budget. We don't spend money that we do not have. So we're always careful with your money. It also means that we're civil with one another, that we get along, that we talk things out, and that we work things out in a way that is mutually beneficial. We don't exclude voices from the conversation. The Idaho way is also, well, it's just like you and your family. You take care of your own, and you stay on top of your obligations. I mean, Idaho has a large road system. We're a large state. There's not a lot of people here, so we have more roads per person than many other states do, and that takes increased investment to keep up on a road system. You know, the generations that came before us invested a lot of money in our roads, and we need them to get from place to place and to move all of our commodities statewide. So that means a responsible investment always in a road system. It means keeping our citizens safe. You know, so we want to have, you know, we're supportive of law enforcement. When other states are talking about defunding, we're talking about boosting their budgets so that Idahoans never have to worry about their safety. It's also about having a good court system, you know, so that those that find themselves in the court system can have a quick turnaround and, again, to keep safe. I mean, those are a few things that it means to me. It also means taking care of our outdoors. We have a beautiful state. I mean, we are the fastest growing state in the union because we have put the Idaho way, if you will, back into our policies. And people are flocking here because of what we've done and the foundation that we've laid.
Now, with that principle in mind of the Idaho way, you're currently running for lieutenant governor, and the Republican primary for this race is coming up in May. What made you decide to run for lieutenant governor?
Well, the reason I'm running for lieutenant governor is to continue building on the success that we've had here. I believe that the lieutenant governor needs to be an extension of the governor, and to extend his reach, the lieutenant governor needs to be an ambassador for our state and to promote our products. And the lieutenant governor must work with, and you have my commitment that I will do that, we'll work with everyone for the betterment of Idaho to keep, you know, because none of us want to wake up 10 years from now and wonder where our Idaho went. We have something special here, and we can't have the growth that we've experienced change the Idaho that you and I both love.
to conclude this interview, what can your constituents and Idahoans expect to see as results of this legislative session, looking forward into the next few months?
Well, Idahoans can expect from this legislative session about, you know, three or four major things. Number one, their taxes are going to go down. Number two, they're going to see increased investment in their public school system. But that investment is going to be targeted. It's going to target the health insurance issues for teachers. It's going to target keeping our veteran teachers there so that they're not always looking for another job. We will have increased investment in our roads and bridges. And you know, those three things that, you know, our success as a state is largely going to be defined in how we take care of those three things, defined by the investments that we make in those critical areas. And that's what I think Idahoans will see come the end of March.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. Really appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome, Elise. Don't ever hesitate to call. We'll get on the phone and because let's check in every now and then, see how we're coming.
Sounds good. That was an interview with State Representative and Speaker of the House, Scott Bedke.